Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Episode 2.
Can you believe
Jen,
it?
Jen, we made it.
We made it through the week.
Yes. What a week it's been.
Man, your thumbs have been really busy.
I have just been, well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone that listened to the first podcast and listened to us and honestly made it. It was a little bit of drama that day, though. I had a rough day, day of release.
It was really dramatic, and I was watching you reply to the thousands of people, you know, because being accused of something that you're not doing is upsetting and can cause anxiety. What were you thinking?
So for those of you that didn't go on my Instagram or catch any of the drama, I was so excited. Obviously, I'm like, yeah, my podcast Wind Down's out, like, woohoo. And then all of a sudden I started reading comments like, yeah, you stole, you're a thief. And I'm like, what? Like, what? And I'm texting Amy, the producer, and I was like, what is going on? Like, what did we steal something? Like, I like this other podcast lady says that, you know, I took her idea and her logo and her, I'm like, what? So I was just so upset. I mean, and then I started kind of doing some research on this Tasha girl. And she, I mean, was like, hey, girls, like, go after at Kramer Girl. I mean, they went after me.
Yeah, it was like Katie Taylor level.
I mean,
like,
it was
a little insane for a while.
It was intense and it hurt my feelings because I don't like, to me, the definition of stealing is taking something that you knew about.
Right.
I didn't steal anything. I didn't know about her vlog or podcast. I mean, even if you were to search her podcast on iTunes, it doesn't come up. So even if iHeart did, you know, more research about the name or correlating things, it wouldn't have even come up because it's not a registered podcast on iTunes.
Right. But it's also so different.
It's so different. We have
different followings.
Yes. We have, you know,
different lifestyles.
Yes, we talk about, you know, same topic, celebrity mm-hmm. stuff. We talk right. about sex. We talk about marriage. We talk about, you know, kids. But who doesn't? And I mean, there's so many podcasts that right. talk about those issues. So for me, what I didn't like about it was, and why I ended up saying something was because, well, first of all, she was extremely upset and she called me a nasty word. And I don't like, for me personally, don't attack me if you don't. First of all, don't attack anybody. But if you don't know me, you don't know my heart.
Right.
Then I don't think it's fair for you to like attack someone like that. Because get to know me, get to know who I am as a person, and then you can have your opinion about me. But don't call me a thief, a stealer, and a, you know,
what?
Witch
a what?
With a B.
Oh.
Like, if you don't know me and you don't know my intentions and my heart, I don't like that. And
no,
that is what like really hurt me. And I ended up getting emotional about it because I don't like it when I understand people aren't going to like me. I understand people aren't going to agree with what I say sometimes. And, you know, you might not like my singing voice. You might not like my acting. But if you are calling me something mean like that and you don't know who I am, I take a huge amount of offense to that because it's like, get to know me first. And then if you want to call me a witch with a B and you really truly think that, then right. I'm sorry you have that opinion of me. But she didn't get the chance to get to know me. I don't feel like she went around it the right way. And I think that's the problem is I understand people share emotions in different way. And for her, it was anger first. And a lot of times I'm emotional first with my feelings. But I just feel like in the world, everyone just goes straight to anger first.
Did she?
And that's not how things get resolved, I don't think.
Well, nothing gets resolved in anger. But do you think, did she listen to the podcast?
Because she never listened to it. Her husband listened to it first and
okay.
was like, you know, she doesn't have your personality. Because we don't have the same personality. We have very different personalities.
Well, you have totally different life experiences
yeah.
as well, which makes you different in the way you talk about things, your perspective and everything.
Right. But regardless, I don't like the fact that someone was hurt. I don't like the fact that she thought I was taking something and her listeners, you know, her army of listeners kept saying I was a thief and a stealer. So I ended up reaching out to her. I called
okay.
her and I said, what would make you happy? Because I don't want you to have this opinion of me. I did not take something that I didn't steal anything.
Right.
So, but what would make you happy? And, you know, I have people saying, you don't have to change anything. I'm like, but I want to because I don't like negative energy. So what is it? Is it changing the color? Is it taking away the wine glass? Like, I'm fine with that because my podcast isn't even about wine. I love wine, but I don't need the freaking wine thing on there. So if that would
right.
make you happy, I'll take it down. So we're changing the color and we're going to event, you know, take the wine glass away.
Okay.
Who cares?
Who cares?
But I just, as long as, you know, I just don't like negative energy out there. I don't like it at all. And I don't like people that don't get to know someone first before they make their judgment.
Right.
Don't like that.
So did you talk to Mike about it?
Mike got upset about it. And I was like, do you want to see the video? He's like, no, because I will lose it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was upset. He came home from work and I was like crying when he came home. He's like, hey, what's wrong? And I was like, people said I'm a stealer and a thief and I didn't do anything. And I just wanted this day to be so nice. And I was so excited and I just felt like my bubble got bursted. But you know what it showed me, though, was how amazingly loyal, incredible my fans are and listeners of this podcast are, because they backed me and it honestly gave me goosebumps. It made me then cry happy tears to be like, I have so many amazing people following me that do know my heart, that have been on this journey with me and that are supporting me. So if anything, I'm almost glad it happened because it showed me how great of an audience we have.
Right.
And in the end, you know, I reached out to Tasha and I said, I would love to have you on the show. I'd love to talk to you about this. And I love at the end of the day, we had communication and we had resolve. And now two women, two moms can support each other, because at the end of the day, we need to be supporting each other, not dragging women down, not dragging other people down.
Absolutely. I always say we have to fix each other's crowns.
Yeah.
Instead of like knock them off. You know, we have to support each other. And you did that. You decided you were going to put out the first olive branch.
I had to. It was eating me the heck up. And, you know, again, I know I'm not going to be able to please everyone. I do know that. I get it. You know, I can't make everyone like my singing voice or my acting but when it is a personal attack, that hurts.
It is. Yeah.
Please get to know me before you judge me is all I ask.
Yeah. It's very painful.
Yeah.
And had Mike listened to the podcast?
He did. And you know what's so funny is because of the backlash that I'd gotten from Tasha and some of her listeners, I had a feeling I was going to get some backlash from him.
Right.
So I said, as I was crying, I said, and please just tell me because I know you have, he's like, well, I have feelings. And I'm like, God, someone else that doesn't like my podcast. I was just like bawling. And he's like, babe, no, he's like, I loved it. You were great. He's like, you know, you have a voice for radio. He's like, but yeah, some of the stuff you said hurt my feelings and you made me sound like I wasn't a good dad. And I was like, that was not my intention at all. I was making joke of the fact that like, you don't know when the dentist would be because you don't, but I didn't.
It's a man thing.
I know,
it's not a Mike thing.
I have to be careful that people are listening. And
right.
I said, you know what? You're right. I should have said, but he's a great dad and he's amazing with Jolie. And he's like, no, just have me on the show so I can say my piece.
Is he here?
He actually is here. Oh, but God. I've like been debating bringing him in because because then it's like real, you know?
It's real. But the thing is, the reason everyone loves you so much is because you're an open book.
I know.
And if he's willing to be in the chapters, then you've got to give it to them.
Okay. So before I go get Mike, though, we have a great email. So, Marcus?
I'm the designated email reader.
Yes, you are. You have a good email voice.
Thank you. From Nikki. Nikki emailed and said, you may never actually lay eyes on this email, but hopefully you will. I follow you on Instagram and I saw your Insta story. If you ever want to chat, feel free to email me back. I'm a 47-year-old mom of two. One is 21, the other is 19. Our marriage has been through infidelity, and I can totally relate. I'm just a northern southern girl from Alabama who works from home and just truly believes in forgiveness. And basically, I just wanted to reach out to you because I think you're awesome. I'm about to be an empty nester in about 3 weeks, so I might need some hugs.
Oh, Nikki. Aww. Virtual hugs coming your way right now.
Here she is. She's on the phone right now.
Hi.
Nikki.
Hey.
Hey, babe.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? First of all, thank you for your email. Thank you for, being a friend and listening to the podcast. And I really appreciate it.
You are welcome.
So, an empty nester? You're about to be an empty nester?
I'm about to be an empty nester on June 1st. Yeah.
Mama.
Wow.
I know.
Oh my goodness. How are you handling all this?
I think I'm in denial because he's still here and trying to finish up school and soccer this weekend and just some other things. So I don't think it'll really hit me until we actually move him out on June 1st. But so, ask me that around June 3rd.
So are you still married? Because I saw in the email. Okay, so so you were able to work through your infidelity.
Yes, and it happened twice. So when I watch your Instagram live, or, you know, your Instagram stories or your lives, and I saw it and just felt led to email you. And of course, you probably saw it. It was just rambling. You may never see this, but
I saw it.
after everything that I have gone through, and I've known my husband since we were 16 and I'm 47, I believe everything is possible through infidelity if you just want to make it work.
So how many years have you been married for?
It'll be 25 in September.
And when was the last time that he did something?
Well, he was back in 2006, but I was in 2011. Whoa. So it happened on both sides. Yep.
Oh, wow. So how was that? I mean, was it different? God, that's like, was it different when you cheated, or was he more understanding, or how did that?
You know,
were you just not over it before? So was it like, I need to have my revenge, or?
No, it wasn't even about that, because I was always one that said, sorry, if you hear noise, my dogs are playing in the background. If you hear noise, sorry. It wasn't anything ever really like that. I used to be one that would always say, you know, if my husband ever cheated on me, he's out of here. You know, I mean, but but when it happens to you, you kind of change your heart, because I sent you all a link. I don't know if you got it, because I listened to your podcast from the other day. And what caught my attention the most was when you said, you know, I just don't understand, you know, because y'all were talking about sex, and you said, I just don't get it. I mean, I'm the one that, you know, wants it more than he does. So I don't quite understand why, you know, why he did that. So, you know, it made me really think, that, have you ever heard of the five love languages?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So mine are not the same as my husband's, and my husband's are not the same as mine. So when I heard you say that, I don't even know you personally, and I don't even know your husband or your situation, but physical touch may not be one of his love languages.
It is not, and it's like my number one.
So, so the other ones are, you know, words of affirmation, acts of services, receiving gifts, and quality time. So let's say for your situation, you weren't doing any of those. Like, I don't know what his is. I can tell you for me, mine are words of affirmation and acts of service. So I want my husband to say to me, great job, you know, you did a great job on that. Or, hey, not even see that there's, or not have me say, do the dishes, just see that they're there. Or just, hey, I'm on my way home from work, can I stop and get you anything?
Right.
I don't need gifts. Quality time, I'm okay if we have it. If we don't, we usually do, and I'm not physical touch. So with all that to be said, how we got into our situation was we were not fulfilling each other's needs back in 2006 and in 2011. And so when you don't fulfill the other person's needs, AKA love languages, it tends to, I believe, make the other person go to someone who does. And in my personal situation, it was not a revenge thing. It was, we were going through a rough time, because it's going to happen again in marriage, meaning we're going to go through a rough time. We just know how to get through it, and an affair is not the answer. So when we were going through this in 2011, the person that was giving me the words of affirmation and the acts of service was not my husband. So that's how it started.
Right.
And was it a relationship? Did you actually have an emotional relationship with someone outside of the marriage?
I did.
And how long did it go on for?
About a year. And it was a long distance relationship, because he was technically my boss. I worked from home, but I had to back then do some traveling. And I had known him for a few years prior, and was never going to cross that boundary. And, you know, I mean, you spend enough time telling this person, you know, okay, my husband's not doing this, and you complain to him. Well, that person knew exactly what to do to kind of reel me in, so to speak.
Was he married to Nikki?
He was.
He was married to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, and how did it end? And how did you tell your husband?
Yes, because
way to own it.
Understand that during the entire year, I would come home. I felt guilty. Mm-hmm. I would say, I'm never doing this again. And then, you know, I'd go on another trip. And I will tell you that throughout the whole year, my husband knew. He was waiting for either the opportunity to approach me with it, but he knew. There mm-hmm. were many, many signs that he knew. So it was in February of like 2012. And I came home from a trip, and on my way home, the wife of the person actually texted me and the guy and said, I've seen your emails, blah, 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 blah. And so I called the guy up. I had just left. And I called the guy up and I said, I am 40 miles from home. I'm going home and I'm telling my husband everything. And you will never hear from me again. And that was it. I mean, I've never talked to him since. Ever.
Oh my God. But he was your boss. Did you change jobs?
I did. Well, I was working two jobs. I worked from home. So I was working two jobs at the same time. And I changed my phone number. I cut off all communication with the world he was in, which was that kind of job. And I quit, obviously. And I mean, to this day, have never heard from him. I mean, when I said I cut it off. Mm-hmm. And so I got home. And I called my husband and I said, are you almost home? He said, what's wrong? I said, I just need to talk to you. And he knew. Yep. And he said, I'm on my way. And he came in and I just told him. And then we, you know, it's one of those, you're up until 4 a.m, just kind of crying.
So what, during those past, what's been on, 4, 5 years?
We're now like 7 years past.
7 years past, years. Okay.
Six, seven, yeah.
What has gotten you guys here?
Church. Big time for us. My kids.
Mm-hmm. Do they know?
Yes, they do. Because I don't want them to make the same mistakes that we made. And I don't want them to feel like they have to be perfect. And, you know, the biggest thing that has gotten us through this is grace. And it's a huge word. And
it's a big word. It's a good word, though.
It is, because if I do not tend to my husband's needs, and I'm not perfect. I mean, you'd think that life would be easy. I have, you know, one that's 21 and one that's about to be 19. And but I fail miserably daily at physical touch. I'm just not a hugger. I'm just not like that. He is. And the reason why he doesn't get mad at me anymore about that is because he just shows grace. People would have asked me before, would you ever change anything with how this all played out? And my answer is no, because mm-hmm. I wouldn't be who I am today if I hadn't gone through what I went through, because this is my purpose. I know it probably sounds silly that I just sent an email, you don't even know me, but something just said, you know, God said, this is your purpose, Nikki. If she never reads it, great. But if she does and you can help her, great. Because I really feel like we went through this twice to help people. And we've helped quite a few people overcome infidelity.
Well, Nikki, I first of all, I really appreciate you sending the email and listening. And I appreciate you for sharing your story and being authentic and for helping. Because that's, you know, one of the reasons why I also want to share about infidelity. Because I do want to offer grace and help people as well. So I appreciate you also not blaming for your actions as well. I think that says a lot about you and your character, about the fact that you didn't say, well, you did this, so I did this. And, mm-hmm. you know, again, you're not perfect. Who's perfect? No one is perfect, but you are willing to change for you, for your family, and you are helping a lot of people. So thank you for sharing your story. It really encourages me to keep on keep on going. And you know what? You're about to be an empty nester, which I think is great. You and your husband can spend some amazing quality time together and just, you know, go vacation, have fun, and enjoy this new beginning together.
Yeah. Good luck on that journey. That'll be fun.
Thank you.
But no, seriously, thank you so much, Nikki. I appreciate it.
You are welcome and good luck. And I'm just an email away if y'all need anything.
All right. Aww. Thanks, Nikki. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Okay. So, Jen, have you ever used HelloFresh before?
I have. I've received the vegetarian boxes, and I love it.
It is a godsend.
It really
for moms.
Is.
I mean, for moms, for college students, for literally anybody. For me personally, though, I am not the greatest cook. When I look at a recipe, I get really lost, and it just seems overwhelming. And I'm like, I don't have an hour to spend cooking this, you know, gourmet meal. And then I found out about HelloFresh and I was like, oh, I mean, it's amazing. They send you exactly what you need. So you don't have to, you know, spend hours at the grocery store trying to find all the ingredients. They send you an easy, quick recipe.
30
minutes or less. Right? And it tastes amazing. I mean, it's so good. I remember my husband came home and I was making these balsamic burgers that they had sent us. And he's like, babe. And I was like, yeah, it's pretty great, isn't it? And at the very end of the meal, he's like, okay, seriously, like, where did you get this from? Like, which restaurant? I was like, no, I'm serious. I made it. It's HelloFresh. And you know, now he's totally on board with it. But it's great because they're healthy recipes. You can click how many, you know, meals you get a week. And it's great. And so for everyone listening right now, for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/Kramer30 and enter Kramer30. That's HelloFresh.com/Kramer30 and enter the promo code Kramer30. Let's get cooking. So Jen, do you want to go get my husband? You don't even know what my husband looks like. So
No, I do. I saw him.
Oh, you saw him. Okay.
Yeah. He's and I watched a ton of football in my past
life. Oh, you
life.
Did? Okay. So find the tall football dude.
I know
there.
Who he is.
Guys, I just got a little sick to my stomach. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous. I'm kind of sweating a little bit. Good thing I packed deodorant in my purse because I might have to give a little swipe. I'm nervous because we're going to talk and I'm nervous. I'm schwitzing. Well, I do want to say that, you know, I do want to apologize to him for saying that he doesn't, you know a lot of things because, you know, he does do a lot of stuff. Guys, I'm like seriously sweating right now. I'm going to use this paper right now. I'm like, oh my God, here he is. Dun, 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 dun. You can sit right there. I'm like sweating right now. This is good tension. I like it. Hey, babe.
Hey.
How are you?
I don't know yet. You tell me.
No, we're just chit-chatting.
Yeah.
Having a good old chit-chat.
Chit-chatting.
For everyone who's listening right now, this is my husband, Michael.
Hello.
Yay!
Thank you. Yay!
Welcome to my podcast.
Thanks, honey.
So I first just want to start off by saying that I do apologize for any feelings that you had that on my first podcast because I kind of said a little brief thing how when all that drama was going down with the Tasha girl and then I knew that you had feelings about it too. And I was like, I'm sorry. And I think one of the main things for you was that you didn't want to seem like you weren't a present dad.
Yes.
Because you are.
Absolutely.
So would you like to defend yourself? Go ahead, babe. The mic is yours to defend.
I've already been waiting eagerly to defend myself. No, it's just, you know, that's the stereotype of a dad, right? That we're just in the corner like a gorilla and come home from work and sit on the couch and not do anything. And I think dads nowadays in general are more conscious of that. And we want to, you know, partake in the daily activities with kids and everything like that. And I pride myself in being a present, you know, hands-on dad. And, you know, I understand when you kind of joke around and bash a little bit, it's all out of fun. But, you know, it's one thing when someone takes pride in it, you want to make sure that that's not a message that's being portrayed.
I'm sorry.
Valid point.
But can you at least admit that, like, you wouldn't have known, like, when to start preschool for Joel? Like, there's certain things that, like, we
just...
Oh,
yeah, not at all.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Not, so, like, not a chance.
Yeah, okay. So, like, there are certain things that you, that moms do just... Is it because you guys just don't know, or like, what no, is, or is it, or are we just kind of taking it over?
I think that's a mother's intuition too, is to kind of take the reins on some of these things. But for me, I think every household is different. Like, as of right now, you know, you're not torn. You're kind of in a transition period on a bunch of little different things that you're going to do. So I'm working more daily than mm-hmm. you are at this moment.
Yeah.
So you're at home with Jolie more often than I am. So you've kind of taken that responsibility on without us even really having a conversation about it. I think if there's a dad that's in the opposite role, like if this was 2 years ago and mm-hmm. I was in a different role where you were gone all the time and I was the one more at home, like I should have stepped up and done more of those things to kind of take the reins. So I think there are dads out there that are probably doing that, that are informing their wife, hey, honey, this is when she has to go to the dentist. This is when he starts school, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate how hands-on you are with Jolie, because, I mean, one of the, and you know this, like one of the reasons that I have stayed with you for as long as I have is because, is because you are an incredible dad. Like on paper, you know, it doesn't look pretty, but like, you know, when I look at it, it's like you are a very hands-on dad. Like you are, you love Jolie so much, and you invest amazing time with her. And, you know, I have a few moms that text me and will say like, man, like Mike is like, he's such a good dad. Like I just see like he's on the ground, like rolling around with, you know what I mean? Like you're a great dad. So that's something that like you should pride yourself in.
Thank you.
Great husband.
Debatable.
You're working on it.
Yeah.
You know, what's really funny is we just had a caller, Nikki, and she was talking about love languages, which I think is
interesting
because we have very different love languages.
Yes, we do.
You know, like for
you're going to share them.
Well, like mine is touch, obviously, and then words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. And yours is?
Mine's more acts of service and what was my other one?
Words sometimes.
Words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
Yes.
Yeah. So words are the same, but the acts of service, I'm like.
So, did you guys just figure out your love languages?
We went to this amazing retreat about April.
About a year ago. Yeah.
It's a great place. It's called Onsite. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, actually.
And Is it a weekend retreat?
I went a couple times. I went for like a living center, learn to love yourself, healing trauma. And they also do like couples too. So Mike and I went for 3 days, no cell phones. I mean, you stay at this ranch. It's beautiful. It's in Cumberland, Tennessee? No, Columbia, Tennessee.
Sounds
yeah.
about right.
And we learned a lot of stuff there. And that's one, I think that's where we learned the love languages for sure. And how, yeah, we share those, but it's also very different as well.
Right. And so did you come back from that and implement that into your marriage?
No, not until like a year later.
Interesting.
No.
That weekend took a lot out of us.
Yeah.
I mean, Jana's good friends with the guy who runs the place. And going into it, we basically kind of customized our own therapeutic schedule. We're like, look, we need a therapist mm-hmm. in a room, just us for like 3 days. Let's do this.
Was this a breaking point?
It was just something that we needed to try to just, we needed to sit in a room for 3 days and just hash everything
and
out.
Start from the beginning.
It's funny now that we say like we didn't implement it, because there's certain things like, remember how we said we're supposed to say like, what, like if you had a feeling that I'm supposed to repeat your feeling,
mm-hmm.
we didn't do that for about a year after that.
Yeah. So what happened in this year that you guys came back and then you didn't implement any of the things that you learned? What was that year like? What was going on?
There was still just a lot of tiptoeing around certain things. Yeah, we had what we wanted it to look like, mm-hmm. but I think there was still a lot of, you know, learning. I mean, I'll let you, I think you had a lot to like, I think you just hit your aha about a week ago.
Yeah.
No, like a month ago.
I mean, the thing is, until someone wants to change themselves, there's no amount of therapy, no amount of talking you can do about it until you make that decision for yourself.
Not saying you didn't want to change yourself,
no.
But it just, you weren't, it didn't click for you.
No, it didn't click for me. I was still, you know, my pride and ego were still fighting against each other and against my my kind of core beliefs and my mm-hmm. what I wanted to portray my authenticity. So there's an internal battle there for a while on kind of those things, and finally to kind of put my child stuff aside, the way I've set how set in my ways I was, mm-hmm. and to put away my pride and ego and to be vulnerable and intimate and stuff like that, which I still, you know, have struggled with. But I think men in general, just, you know, the way society is, kind of teaches us from a young age to not be as intimate and vulnerable. And that's something that I continue to work on with Jana. So
that's fantastic. But what was the breaking point?
She's like, but
what,
that's great. But
what, so you came back and through that year, you guys were digesting all this information and everything. What was the breaking point where you guys were like, this is it? Or
we know what it is, but it was, I mean, ultimately it was Jana. It was okay. Her being like, look, I'm giving you every opportunity. I am here. I am willing to work on this. I want this family to work. Basically, step up or get out. And it was, mm-hmm. I mean, it got to a point where it was an ultimatum. Mm-hmm. And that's where I hit my breaking point. She hit her breaking point. I hit mine. It's like, I don't want to lose her. You know, I don't want to lose Jana. I don't want to lose our family. I don't want to lose what we are trying to build. So, yeah.
And here you are.
And here we are.
And how's it going?
Well, we had a couple of therapy last night. And it went good. It's just, it's hard. It's one of those things where I have my work to do now. And he still has his work. So we just have to work and grow together.
Right.
And it's tough because a lot of the times I get triggered a lot, whether I watch a TV show. I mean, I got triggered with the Chloe and Tristan stuff, you know, of that. So it's like I could watch a TV show. I could watch a movie. I mean, and
when you get triggered, what happens?
He can sense it sometimes. He'll say, I'm sorry if this is triggering you. Or sometimes I just shut it off. Sometimes I lash out and I'm like, I can't believe you did that. It's like, mm-hmm. but what my job is now, because I'm doing my work as well, is to stay present. What is he doing to be a better, like, what is he doing to actively fight and be good? And, you mm-hmm. know, like he isn't doing those things anymore. So it's what is today, what yes. is right now. And it's tough. It's hard staying present. And it's hard for him to be able to, you know, see why I'm hurt. Because, you know, his pride, and he's like, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong right now. But it's mm-hmm. also then, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough when our minds will be in two different areas where I will be very present because obviously as a perpetrator, you want to move past what you've done to hurt somebody, right? So that's what every day I'm trying to just show face and do something different. And then when she gets into a triggered space or a hurt space, she's basically going back in time. You know, it's not right now. It's not how she feels right now. It's how those feelings back then are affecting her in this moment. So that's been difficult for both of us and for me especially to, in those moments, to set what I'm doing aside right now and go and travel back in time with her and to be there for her in those emotions.
And support her. But what are you guys doing?
And that is why, so I'll say, you said what is different now. Mm-hmm. He is able to be not defensive because what didn't work the past 2 years was I would say a feeling and the majority of the time he'd be mm-hmm. defensive and he'd get into shame. And so my right. feelings weren't hurt. I'm like, yeah, but you did like these things. And it's like, but he got stuck in a shame. So he wasn't able to meet my feelings. And so then I didn't feel heard. And then once we were both just talking out of, you know, right. hurt feelings. So what is different now is he's able to meet me with my emotions and understand, but he
validate.
Can validate my feelings, acknowledge them, and we can move forward. But also staying in the present.
That's incredible. So what are you guys doing to have some fun? because there's been all this pain. Like, what are you doing now? You guys are kind of on the other side of this because you were working so hard. Mm-hmm. So what's the fun?
Well, we have some things coming up soon that I think will be fun. Like, we're taking a family vacation for 4th of July.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be fun.
Yes.
We're planning.
In theory.
My best friend's getting married next year in Scotland. So we're going to plan like a European thing. And
nice.
He's going to take me to Paris. Mm-hmm. And so we have things to like look forward to. But, and also, you know, for me, one of our sort of arguments is I want time set aside for date nights.
Right.
Every
Are you doing that?
2 weeks. Well, and I think where we butt heads is he's like, why do I have to? He's like, I'll let you defend yourself on that one before I go into it.
It's not about defend. I want date nights too. It's just.
I need a cracker.
Did you finish your Slurpee?
Yes, thank you.
For me, like, I want date nights just as much as Jana, but my fears of not being enough is this date night enough for her? Is it something, does she want more? Does she want less? And also for me, it's like, I am working now. I am working crazy hours. Mm-hmm. And so.
And we have like therapy set aside for certain days.
Therapy, right. And I have my stuff and she has her stuff. And it's like, sometimes for me, just having time at the house together, like, that's enough for me.
Right.
Like, that is
like
just
a Netflix and chill.
Yeah, like us. Yeah. Like,
and I'm not saying that's not enough for me either, though. But there's sometimes where I would like, baby, I want to take you out, you know, every 2 weeks. It doesn't have to be every Friday or every Saturday.
It can be Wednesday.
It could be. You love your Wednesdays.
I
She's
do.
Getting divorced. So.
Sorry, honey, you're not going to get no Wednesdays from me.
I've been trying to get no Wednesdays.
I know you have.
But I'm just saying sometimes setting aside time, a thoughtful time. And again, I love the Netflix nights and movie nights. Like, last night was awesome. We watched an old-time movie and it was fun. Mm-hmm. But going to the movies, that is enough. It is enough. But that's the problem. Our childhood stuff comes back to us in our adult life. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that going to the movies is not enough for me. It would be enough.
It is. Going to the Grove, you know, go
but
to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah,
it doesn't even
up.
Have to or be the, anywhere, you know, just have
what?
An appointment.
He's smirking
yes.
over there.
No, it's just there. Again, things happen that validate your fears, right? So there have been,
here we go.
There, hey, this is your fault. You put me on the mic. So there have been times where, you know, we have gone to the movies and dinner again, which I feel like any couple, that's like the go-to, right? Dinner and a movie.
Of course.
And so we've done that. And one of my favorite things to do is go to the movies.
Alone,
Yeah, that is true. I love it. Catch me on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock matinee. I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's made comments where it's just like, hey, you know, I want to do something different. And I'm all for that, too.
How many times have I said I wanted to go to the ballet?
You know what? I tried to do the ballet, but what happened?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Remember, we couldn't because you were
sick.
Yeah.
I know. But sick. I'm just saying, it's maybe one time, let's dress up and go somewhere.
Okay. Which brings me to my next point.
Oh, God.
So, again, it's all about timing for me. So I understand if she wants to say, hey, I would love to dress up next date night or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm all for that. Not when we're getting ready to go out for a date night, which is that night happens to be just dinner and a movie. And as we're getting ready, she's like, you know what would be really great is if we just went out and dressed up one night and stuff like that. So for me, immediately, I'm like,
the timing of when which
okay.
I say something
I'm like,
is not right.
You're going to say that to me right when we're about to go on a date night. So clearly tonight, to me, that means tonight isn't enough. To me, that means tonight isn't what she wants to do. So again, it's all about timing for me. I'm
and communication.
For that
it sounds like you guys need to communicate on what you want to do on date nights.
Yeah.
Maybe one can be casual and then the other one can be fancy,
mm-hmm.
where you go to the ballet and you get dressed up.
I just want to I want the romance back in the marriage.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So I know you're getting divorced. But I feel like, and again, maybe this is just the way I take things, that things might be a test. And that's like one of my number one pet peeves is being tested.
Okay.
So it's like, say your significant other or Jana says to me, hey, you know, let's have a date night and, you know, you plan it. And if I say, hey, let's just go to dinner and a movie, is that cool with you? And she's like, yeah, but really it's not, because she wants a test. She's testing me to see if I'm going to do more, testing me to see if I'm going to do something better. Like, did you ever do that to your soon-to-be ex?
Or? I didn't, because we didn't have that much communication.
Okay.
So, and we didn't really spend any time together. So I think we just sort of live separate lives. Mm. And, but I think I understand what you're saying, because I do have friends that do that. And it's unsettling, because you feel like then the other person is really disappointed. And then it turns murky. Then right. You're out on the date night and you guys aren't talking. You're not laughing. No one's having fun, because everybody's in their head.
Right.
The whole time.
Because one person didn't really want to do that. The other person thinks they don't want to do that, but they're not right. talking about it, because nothing was said beforehand going into the date.
Look, I want to go to the movies with you. I want to do dinner with you. I just want a little romance back in the marriage.
I have
once
an idea.
A month. That's all it is. Once a month. Just be Mr. Big once a month and just...
See, and that's the problem here. We got referred to what's on TV, which
that's
is just
what
false
I know.
Reality.
Always says. He goes, it's not... You just want to, like... Be the Notebook. I'm like, once a month? Yeah, be my Ryan Gosling.
I think every woman wants to.
Oh, speaking of Ryan Gosling, your first date night should be Tagine on Robertson.
What's that?
Yeah. Ryan owns it.
Oh.
And okay. It is the most romantic little Moroccan restaurant. Okay. It is
so new.
Romantic.
And I want you to say, if you're a bird, incredible. I'm a bird.
I think Ryan owns it. I could be wrong. It could be a different Ryan. But it made me think about it. I think you guys should sit down and come up with a list of date nights and things and activities that you want to do. And then you can just choose off the list.
But can a girl just have her movie sometime?
Yeah.
Like, I just want, and I mean not like the AMC movie. I mean, like, I want, like, I do. Every once in a while, I want to feel like a freaking princess and not feel like just a mom.
I but, want you know, that for you, too.
You need to put down what you want. The places like the ballet, the orchestra, whatever. Hollywood Bowl in Netflix. And then he can choose off the list. And then you're never disappointed, because it's everything you've chosen. But you just don't know when it's coming.
Yeah.
Okay. But.
Oh, it's always a but.
I got a but for everything.
And you do.
I will say, Jana does a great job at this.
Thank you.
But I just
I don't
think,
know what it is, but thanks.
In general, though, again, it shouldn't all be on the husband or the male or the boyfriend to come up with date nights. Like, it shouldn't.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is a lot of pressure. And we do a fairly good job at trading off date nights. I mean, I'm pretty easy, because we could say dinner.
He's
and
like,
movie every time.
Yeah, and his date nights are the majority. We're going to see Maze Runner at whatever. Like, I'm like, oh great, or the Avengers. That's exactly what I wanted to do, babe.
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah, like no. I think he sometimes honestly gets in fights with me so that he can go to the movies by himself. He's like, I'm leaving. Bye.
There is some truth to that statement. Just because that's my go-to. That's my sanctuary.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what, babe? I really appreciate you being on the show.
I
hope
you having
me. I hope you are a guest once again. Because
yes.
We will we'll talk about some more juicy stuff next time with you.
And next time I'll prepare before I come into the Lion's Den. That's what you need to call
You're
this
fine.
Thing, the Lion's Den.
There's our new name.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
You two are so inspiring, just because you guys are really doing the work.
Yeah.
It's really impressive, and it's really inspiring for people.
Well, I do love them. Shoot. I kind of love you, babe. It's really annoying, but I love you.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
See ya.
Okay, so Jen, I'm going to let you take this one, because you are an actual user of Lola.
I am. I've been using them for about a year and a half. I get them
what are
monthly.
They?
They're tampons.
But what's
they're
the difference?
Organic. They're organic. They're cotton.
Does it hold everything?
Yes. And they come in three different sizes. You can order mixed boxes. They have panty liners. And they just arrive. You're like, oh, I must be, it's time.
She's here. Lola's here.
The Lola box has arrived.
That's amazing. So for everyone listening, you can get 40% off all subscriptions. Visit mylola.com and enter the promo code Jana when you subscribe. That's mylola.com, promo code Jana.
Love it.
You know what I think is really cool about Lola, though, is you can actually build your box.
Yep.
You can build a box of 18 tampons by picking the perfect mix of light, regular, super, super tampons. I mean, I love that it's customizable, because for me, when I go to the store and get tampons, it's frustrating because I don't want so many regular or so many, like, you know.
No, because everyone's cycle is different and you need the different, you know, the different sizes for the different days.
I think it's amazing that you can customize and you can decide how many boxes you want delivered to your door. It's, you know, it's,
and you never,
and you can skip if you, if you're getting too many, you can cancel. You, it's, you can modify your subscription at any time.
And you never run out because they always arrive at the right time.
That's great.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm vegan and I have been for years. And so I was always worried about what I was putting in my body constantly, but I was buying tampons that were perfumed.
Right. You're like, wait a minute.
And non-organic. And when Lola, I saw the first ad, I immediately got online and registered, and I've been getting them every, like,
because
I think
organic.
Since the first, I mean, I may have been one of the first people to order.
I think that's great. I mean, knowing that they're organic, I mean, it makes me feel better about, I mean, because I, you know, I'm very health conscious, but to be putting something in my body, I want it to be organic because there's no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes.
And we have to be so careful about that now.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter the promo code Jana when you subscribe. So switching gears, I need to talk to my girl Krista because she's got a very intriguing story.
I can't wait to hear this story. I have so many questions. So many questions.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Mike's here too. Krista.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hi there.
So I'm just going to give you the mic. You just tell me the story. You tell everyone who's listening the story, because I am not going to be able to say it as good as you.
Which part do you want to hear?
You moved into that part.
Oh, you're talking about my nesting. Yes. So I went through a pretty not fun divorce a while back. And we thought it was a great idea to divide our time in our house and one of us live in a local hotel and then switch back and forth.
Oh, so you were home sharing. I did this for a little while.
It's the worst. First, we did the sharing in the home. So that's how we started. Someone in the guest room, and then you'd switch.
No.
Yeah, certain nights you got the
Mike,
master.
Your butt would be out. Get out.
I tried to kick Jen out of our room once, and that just didn't go over well.
Well, it didn't go well for us either. That's why we started the hotel version, which also did not go well.
What, do you have children? Is this why you decided on the home sharing?
We do. We have 4 children.
Okay, and they were in the house, so he would come stay on his nights, correct, and take care of the kids, and then you would go to the hotel.
Right, and sit by myself like a lonely loser.
Oh, my God, that must have been awful. How much
that
wine did
terrible.
You drink in there?
It was terrible. I didn't even have the energy to drink wine. I just sat there alone thinking, the rest of my life is going to be this dark and miserable.
But wait a minute. It's not, though, because you're remarried.
Oh, no, not great. I'm just saying how I felt then.
Right.
Okay, now tell us about this. So you're remarried. Are you guys aren't home sharing. You're not home sharing with the ex still,
yeah,
right?
So I remarried someone who wants to be in the same house with me, so that's great.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so
progress.
We live together every night.
In the same bedroom.
In the same bedroom, and then we split the kids now. So now the kids are nesting.
And what about the ex-wife? I heard that you moved into your now husband's house, but his ex-wife was still there.
No, so the story is, she had moved out well before we started dating, but she sort of moved out. And she ghosted. In the middle of the night, she left and didn't come back. And so my now husband said, hey, if you want to come back and get your stuff, you can come back. I'm going to leave with the kids for 4 days. Just take whatever you want. But she was living the life like in Vegas or something, and she didn't come back. So she sent her mom here, and her mom got a pile of clothes, and that was it. And I think a dresser. So a couple years later, when I married my now husband and I moved into the house, everything was still there. And
oh,
I mean, everything.
My God.
Were you, I had like, to clean it all out. Like, we're talking everything, like, you know, makeup and, I mean, baby albums. All the kids are, like, things you would think as a mom you'd want to take with you, she left behind.
So where is she now?
Down the street with married.
Wait, she lives down the street now?
Pretty much down the street.
Okay, I have to know. When you moved in, did all the furniture go? Did the bed go? Did you get all new stuff?
Sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Mostly. I mean, if I could kind of like, we have completely different tastes. She was into pinks and floral, and so I did a few like flip covers.
Ew. I'm kidding.
Kind of made it a little more modern.
I love pinks and florals.
You know what? I still, if I take the slipcovers off, you could have those two chairs.
Thanks, girl.
Did she come get the baby albums and stuff
like
that?
You know what? She still doesn't have the baby albums.
How guess, do you guys like get along for the sake of the children, though?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't talk much. It's fine. It's fine on both sides. My ex-husband has a new wife.
I want to ask you a question about that. So you guys share how many kids together, you and your ex-husband?
My ex-husband and I share 4.
Okay.
Between my new husband and I, we have 7.
So I think my husband's here, by the way, listening. I think my biggest problem, and this has been an issue, is if we were to get divorced, my biggest thing is the girl that comes into my daughter's life. Because I'm like, I don't want them calling my child their stepdaughter. Like, she is my daughter. So how are you going around that?
You know, that part you can't really change. We're lucky we don't have kids calling the other parents, you know, what they aren't. You know, I'm by my first name to my stepkids, and, you know, they call my ex-husband's wife, her first name. So that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I would not be surprised if my youngest daughter didn't love me equally to her stepmom, and that's hard.
Wow.
You want someone great who they love, but not that much.
I know. So, and it's like, and it, you want like happy parents on each side, but internally that would just kill me.
Oh, it's brutal. I'm like, wait, we've got the same Mother's Day gift. That's so great. You know, things like that. It's like, oh, the birthday post went up on Instagram. They're identical. That's so great. You know, that's hard, but she's,
I mean, are you like, could you say you're friends with her or no?
No, I could not. I could not say that because her best friend is my husband's ex-wife.
Explain it again. Oh my God. I just realized what you said.
Say it again.
Okay. My ex-husband's wife is best friends with my husband's ex-wife. And they were not before. This is the new thing. And now they travel together. They do Thanksgiving together when we don't have the kids.
What?
Do Christmas.
I got a bad taste in my mouth.
Wow.
Yes. And if one more person tells me how great it is for the kids, I'm going to lose it.
Let's just be honest.
Yeah, it just was.
All right. So here's my thing, too. I want to know how you go around this. I'm staying with my husband through some difficulties. One of the reasons is because I don't want the other girl to get the version that I deserved.
Mm. Then you need to stay together.
Good answer.
Good answer. But I'm just saying, like, because I'm like, I do believe he is changing into the version that he wants to be of himself, and I don't want that other girl to get what I have fought for and cried for and begged for and done all those things. Now, if he keeps continuing to being bad, then peace out, good luck with the other one, but wish you the best. But is that hard for you to maybe see your husband being a better version, or is he still kind of the same person that he was when he was married to you?
You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would say his version's mediocre. My new husband is a much better version than he was before. And
so that ex-wife is mad.
Yeah, I would bet that's hard to see. He's changed a lot. And I think for the better, of course. But, you know, my ex-husband, he's pretty much the same. He didn't change that much.
Yeah, I was never worried about that.
You weren't either?
No.
See, that was like one of a big worry. Like, I don't want homegirl, babe, getting like your good version, like that I want.
Yeah. Right. No, I think that happens all the time.
I know. And I'm like, that's not fair. And then I'm home at a hotel being you a couple years ago. Like,
right. Listerville.
Home sharing.
I have to say, though, I'm a better version. And so that's kind of a good thing.
I like that.
You become a better version, too.
That is true.
Yep.
It goes both ways.
And I do like hearing stories, too, about people that do become best friends with, like, I have a girlfriend that is best friends with her husband's ex-wife. And they're great. They have dinner parties together. Like,
I know, I tried
I think
that.
It works for some.
I thought that would have been fun, too.
And it sounds fun, but it has to be that perfect match.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, we have so many kids that it's impossible for us not to parent. And sometimes when you parent someone else's kids, that causes issues.
Absolutely.
On both sides.
What do you think, Mike? Would it be hard for you to see me with another dude?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's my number one, just like you said, for me. And the difference here is you're a public figure. Like, no one would post a picture of me with my new girlfriend and Jolie on a magazine. I would have to see you on, like, the first page of a magazine with your new man with, like, Jolie on his shoulders.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
One of the Channing Tatum.
All these moves right now are really not helping my case. Like, she could just go have anybody and she's stuck
Justin
with me.
Theroux.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Nah. Not my thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's definitely difficult. And I can't even imagine with, you know, as multiple kids as you guys have and share and kind of the natural ancestral relationship that there is there with just overlapping of parenting. And
but I think the fact that you guys are putting the kids first and you're, you know, doing the best y'all can do, you know, for them, I think is great.
No, it is great. And the kids are great together. So that makes it easier on both sides to have the kids get along.
Well, I love that. Well, thank you, Krista, for sharing your awesome story. And I'm glad you're happy. Second time around, hey.
And in a house, not in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
I am overwhelmed by the love that you guys have given the show. So thank you so much. And I appreciate all the emails. If you haven't emailed us, please do. It's JanaKramer@iHeartMedia.com. And I want to share two emails right now that we got. And again, there were so many, and I promise I'm going to address as many emails as I possibly can. But Mark, take it away.
I can shorten a couple of these to, like, Jessica wants to know how you feel about playing music during sex. My husband thinks it's weird.
You know what that... It's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drop top. If it's that song, bring it.
No, bring it on.
Like, let's get smooth.
Our go-to is the Janet Kramer 31 album.
No,
I hate
you. No.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, honestly, for me, it doesn't matter. I do know, I will say, when we do have sex, though, we make sure that, like, Puppy Dog Pals isn't on or something. Or
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if there's something that's going to distract the mood, we turn off. But if it's, you know, I'm fine with music.
Yeah. Okay. Melissa, I'm going through infidelity, having such a hard time. If you can talk about how you're moving forward and how to get past it, I could really use advice from someone going through the same thing. Love you.
Melissa, first off, it is a tough thing. And I think, I honestly, I would like for infidelity to be an episode on its own. Because it's longer than just a 2 minute response. But I will say in this moment right now to you, I will address it on a further future podcast show. But for right now, my advice is stay in the present. If you guys are both willing to work on it and there are boundaries in place for both of you and staying present, so hard. It's like I can just go on for like the whole thing. We'll do it in 2 weeks.
Episode four,
we will talk about infidelity. But right now, just stay present. And if he is willing, if you are willing to work on it, it can work.
Did she say who was?
She did not actually.
Who the infidelity was?
No. Just going through it.
There's a common assumption right there by the missus.
I'm just saying both to work. I didn't say.
Whoever the perpetrator was.
Whoever the perpetrator was needs boundaries.
They need to step up.
Yeah.
The other.
I'll bring you on episode four and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we will.
Oh. Okay. Great. Great. Bring it on.
Alicia is a nurse, and she wants your thoughts on screen time for the kids. Do you limit Jolie's screen time?
We do limit her screen time. Some days might be longer. Some days we'll watch a movie. If it's a Sunday and I'm tired, my husband and I are tired, we just want to watch a movie, we're going to watch a movie. And it's not going to be like, oh, but the doctor only said an hour a day. But I'm not going to sit her in front of the TV the entire day. So we do limit that. We don't let her have her iPad unless we're traveling or at a restaurant and want to have an adult conversation.
Okay. Brittany mentions how you mentioned how incompetent their partners can be when bearing the mental load of their households. We covered this earlier. But her question is, if you could go back and establish different boundaries, mm-hmm. would you do so and how would you handle it differently?
If I could go back and establish different boundaries, I would say, hey, Mike, Jolie needs a dentist appointment coming up. Can you please make that appointment? So not just putting it all on me. And I think delegating, again, it's very hard because I'll just do it my way. But if I can delegate, my husband is very willing to reciprocate. So it's hard, but I think the first step is trying.
Ask for help.
It's hard though, but.
Yeah, it is. But also, again, people have different timelines. So
yeah.
Give a date for that.
In the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
Like, be specific about what you're asking.
Because whoever you're asking, whether it's if you're asking your spouse, their timeline might be different. But if you have a sense of urgency about it, then you have to articulate that to them.
Okay, then.
Are you still stress eating? Because it sounds
I'm stress eating. Yeah.
Shane is too tired for sex with her husband. She knows he's frustrated and she wants to know if you have any thoughts for that. At the end of the day, her sex drive is gone.
Look, I get it. Being a mom, even if you're not a mom, end of the day, if you're working and you're tired or you just don't want to have sex, I get that. But at the same time, we all have needs. So you need to meet your partner's needs at the end of the day. I mean, if it's been a couple weeks or a month, like, for me personally, I think we need to meet our partner's needs.
I'll end with a couple of light ones. Savannah, where do you shop for swimsuits?
Target.
I try to avoid at all costs, but yes, Target.
Do you have any favorite perfumes you could recommend Savannah as well?
I like Chanel. Okay.
And finally, just a nice note here from Ryan from a small town in New York. I just wanted you to know that I'm such a big fan and have been since I originally hated your character on One Tree Hill. But then Alex grew on me. You crushed it on Dancing with the Stars, and I still think you should have won. Your music is wonderful. It's probably not typical for a guy that is 20.
Oh, Ryan is a guy.
A guy that is 21, almost 22, to be a big fan of your work, but I am. I just wanted to let you know how awesome you are and that I'll always be a fan. Isn't that nice?
That is so sweet. I love that a dude's listening too, mm-hmm. So thank you. I appreciate
it. And 21.
Aw. So much to learn.
Watch it, buddy. That's awesome.
I just want to thank my guests. We had Nikki, Krista, my lovely husband, of course, producer Jen is amazing sitting in with us. And if you guys have any questions or any topics you want to talk about, go to JanaKramer@iHeartMedia.com. Also, thank you, HelloFresh and Lola. You guys are awesome. And I'm excited to wind down again with you next week.